This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hi from New York City, the Seaport District, ESPN Studios, back together again. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and today, ESPN2.
Oh, man.
Also, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear on the Goodyear Hotline.
Is that why you got school clothes on? Is that why you got school clothes on?
I got a sweater on.
Oh, the water in the river? Is it a river?
That would be the East River.
It just never looks so murky.
It's a cloudy day.
It just lets you know where we're at.
Don't besmirch my city.
No, I love the gray skies and the murky water. Right? I'm not Lincoln Riley. I don't want to go into sunshine all the time. I love the grit and the grime of New York City. Right? It tells me I can always look at the river and it tells me where we're at in the sports calendar. And it's telling me it's go time. Right? I don't know if it's go time for who in New York, but it's go time. It lets me know that it's it's go time in football. It's getting down to the nitty gritty, right? The cream rises to the top, right? You either go show up or you're gonna blow up. You know what I mean? Which one you want to be? So I mean, I'm excited, man.
A lot of teams you could say that to right now. A lot of teams you could look dead in the eye, and say, hey, show up or blow up.
Yeah,
and then we could probably list them, and maybe we'll do that at some point.
I'm the captain
during this show.
Look at me, I'm the captain.
But it is a special day today, of course, as all around, all across ESPN, all of our platforms, we are kicking off V-Week, and today is Giving Tuesday, and it's a very important day here, of course. People across the country give back to support the organizations that mean the most to them and to the community. So you know for us today, it is, of course, the V Foundation. It is something we do at the start of every year of a basketball season. We honor our teammate Jim Valvano by supporting that V Foundation for Cancer Research, foundation that he announced in his unforgettable ESPY speech so many years ago. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to do it with you. And we know these are challenging times, of course, but if you're able, we hope you can choose to join us today on Giving Tuesday to support the critical work of the V Foundation for Cancer Research. Now, if you're able to, of course, this is what we ask you to do. You go to v.org/donate. You do that right now. And, you know, again, you can help be part of stopping this terrible disease and all the work that's been done so far and really the advancements that we've had. We've got some very positive stories we're going to share with you today with some of the guests that we will have on. So it's a positive day. It's a day to celebrate the work of the V Foundation, and we continue to encourage you to be part of that. So that's what we ask you to do. Be part of that with us. Again, v.org/donate to be part of it today on Giving Tuesday as we begin here on the show. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation, it is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's heating up. Oh, yes, it is. The fans are hyped. Return to glory with fans by Dr. Pepper. The one fans deserve. And I'll tell you what, Bart. Fans are hyped, but in some places, hyped for the wrong reasons. Lincoln Riley, and that news comes, and this is Straight Talk, by the way, Straight Talk Wireless. That news comes yesterday. Where he is leaving Oklahoma. And they are in the midst still of trying to see if they can get into the college football playoff. They're not necessarily out of it yet.
Yeah, they're on the outside.
And their coach is on the outside. And then after that, but can you blame him? I'm going to read you some information about a deal he got from USC that if you could get that deal and they told you, you got to accept it right now, you are accepting it. But then even after that, Bart, then you see Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame for LSU and him jumping into that and that. We're talking about a 10-year deal, $95 million for Brian Kelly to move on as well. Is it shocking? I don't think it's shocking.
What I'm saying is it's hypocritical, right? Because, you know, I think as he was probably accepting the job or Lincoln Riley was accepting the job, he probably was actively recruiting kids as well. So you see guys that's going to enter the portal. Listen, do what's in your best interest. I'm always for that. But what I'm saying is finally, you know, student athletes can do what's in their own best interest. As, you know, you talk about these coaches talking about commitment and loyalty and it is none. The only thing that we're loyal to and people are really loyal to is themselves. And listen, I understand why Lincoln Riley, who wouldn't want to leave? Like, because you talk about program for program, it's no fall off from Oklahoma to USC. But you look at, you know, also, you know, if I'm Bob Stoops, I wonder how I feel. Because, you know, I handpicked you and hand-delivered you one of the most prestigious jobs in college football. And 4 years later, you leave. So now you leave the program in duress. And who knows? I mean, that's a spot that's going to open up. And they're moving to the, what, SEC next year, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm sure they'll find a coach. But now this what happens is the trickle-down effect, right? So now everybody's going to start going to Hunt and kind of like, what was it? I wish I had Johnny's girl. Everybody's going to be trying. Yeah, everybody's going to be trying to find Jesse's girl now, right? So, like, now all bets are off because now you're going to have people trying to speak to other coaches, you know, who have prominent positions. You saw what happened with Mel Tucker. They tried to come after Mel Tucker first. Now you see, you know, potentially Fleck in Cincinnati is going to be on the table, and he's committed to those kids. He's building a program. Now, how about being at a place where you have an opportunity to compete for the national championship, and before the playoffs start, because of this kind of trickle-down effect, you get offered the opportunity to coach at Notre Dame or coach at Oklahoma, and you've been talking to these kids, been in the foxhole with them the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in Cincinnati, it's one of those things you can talk about. Yeah, you think you can win a national championship. That's the goal. But how many people, kids, actually really felt like they would have an opportunity? People thought it was going to be Clemson again, Ohio State again, yeah. Alabama again, and somebody else coming out, you know, out of the way. You know, but here it is in this crazy football climate. Cincinnati finds their way in the national championship in the playoffs.
They're essentially a win away against Houston of locking right. up, which they should lock up a top four.
And they could lose their coach. So don't ever talk to me.
Well, you're talking about Luke Fickell.
I don't know why I said Fleck.
That's all right. Luke Fickell has had a tremendous – what he's done with that program over the last 2 years, really. Last year was when you started to see they got something special here. And then this year, obviously, they're showing it. And then beating Notre Dame, of course, is a big part of that at Notre Dame.
But then he's going to go to Notre Dame.
If you can't beat him, join him, right? Or have him join you.
You did beat him.
I meant have him join you. But, you know, it's not like he's new to big time football. I mean, he was at Ohio State.
Yeah.
And he was an interim coach there. So he's had that experience in his pocket. It certainly makes sense. It does make sense on every level if you're Notre Dame. That's where you got to look next. A bunch of names. You know, people are already bringing up like Urban Meyer. You know, can you drag him out of the NFL? Like, there's a lot of names that come up, but it is just this is, I don't know, this is what happens in college football. And when it does, and when these coaches get these contracts, people flip out. And I don't know why they flip out. How about this? I saw this on Twitter. I shared this with the group because it's one of those things that you have to really listen to it to really go, this is what goes on? How did they get Lincoln Riley? How did they pry him out of Oklahoma? Where he, like you mentioned, I mean, Stoops and everybody, they gave him everything.
Yep.
And this is going to be yours for as long as you want it. You are king here, and he became king. In fact, there was rumors like Cowboys fans were like, can we hire that guy?
Exactly.
Like there were NFL teams already sniffing around him saying, can we lure him to the NFL? Now, there's a guy who's sort of he's a big Sooner fan, and he just gets information. And he put this out there that's gotten a ton of reaction. So he says Lincoln Riley, according to what he knows, his USC contract details, $110 million. Hmm. USC is buying both of his homes that he owns in Norman for $500,000 over the asking price, which is essentially just $1 million bonus.
Yeah.
Okay. They're buying him a $6 million house in LA for him and his family. And he also gets unlimited use of a private jet 24/7 for his family. Now, he has two homes in Norman for this reason. He was actually living in one. He's building another. And that home hadn't been completed yet. But this is how much they were willing to do. Like, he kept giving. They probably were saying, what's it going to take? Well, you know, I got this house. I have not done building it yet.
Oh, we'll buy it. Yeah, we got
it. I have family here. Done. We got to fly around.
Done.
Right? Like, that's essentially what. Well, I got to sell that house. I don't want to take a loss on it. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll buy it for $500,000 over the asking price.
You know why it's so easy to do that? Because you're not spending your own money. Like, you're spending the schools and the universities' money, which football brings in money. I'm sure they have, what do you call it? What do you call it? These.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
All right.
We'll figure it out in
Yeah, so yeah. But meanwhile, let's hear from Lincoln Riley, though, on this deal. Again, the Brian Kelly thing is one of those where, for him, it's about winning a national championship at LSU and the SEC. You're in a conference. Notre Dame's not in a conference. So maybe he just felt like, I'll be here long enough. He did have that program very competitive, but at LSU, you've got a chance to win a national championship. You're playing in the SEC, so perhaps that's what he was. And, of course, I think, you know, $95 million would probably do it too. But still, Lincoln Riley moving on and him talking about what USC can become.
To all the Trojan family, we're in this together. It's going to take every single one of us to do what we have to do. We all have different roles in that, and I think it's important for us at this time to all pull together. I can promise you that you're going to get the best out of myself. You're going to get the best out of our staff, out of our players, and we're going to put something on that field that you're proud of. And I agree with Chairman Caruso. This place is going to be full. This is going to be the mecca of college football.
Let's leave it right there. The mecca of college football, and USC, as we've always said, is the most popular football team in LA, and that includes the NFL teams. So now what he's trying to do is get them more back on the national prominence on that stage and with that kind of a coach.
It's such BS, though.
And the recruits he can get. Well, that's what that part is. But let's go. That was Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. We'll get back to that conversation. Of course, your calls on it as well as 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But we go right now to the Goodyear Hotline, and our good friend who joins us each week, Chris Mortensen, is here with us. Mort, how you doing?
Did you just say that USC was the most popular team in L.A.? I grew up in L.A.
Oh, Keyshawn Johnson.
My household, they were UCLA fans, and then, but really the Rams are drawing 100,000 to the Coliseum, but that I realized that was in the dinosaur days.
Well, if you ask, I'm only basing it on what Keyshawn Johnson always
consider
told me.
Consider the source.
Keyshawn told me there's one
Keyshawn.
Football team in L.A.
There's no question. When John Robinson was the coach there, Rich McKay, and I did grow up during that era. I mean, and Rich, of course, it was an incredible program. And it maintained that, and to see it dip, I know it was painful to a lot of friends I have who went to USC, graduated from USC, so I was just kind of teasing there a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a good day. Good day for USC. Lincoln Riley's a good man. And I think it's a great fit. I really do.
How much interest did you hear that he was getting from NFL teams? How real was it?
Not real. No. Real. I mean, listen, there's a couple teams that they put him on the list. What college guys might intrigue us. You know, we all know that his name was always linked with the Dallas Cowboys because of his ties there. And Jerry Jones truly likes Lincoln Riley. But Jerry Jones it's funny for Jerry – who started out his NFL path with a college coach when he hired Jimmy Johnson from Miami, never really has warmed up to the idea of hiring a college coach. So I had pretty good knowledge just from conversations with Jerry that Lincoln Riley was not really in the mix when they went this last coaching around. When they hired Mike McCarthy and Matt Rhule was in the conversation too, but Jerry has a philosophy, to be quite honest with you, he thinks college coaches should be paid twice as much as NFL coaches. He didn't use the word twice as much. But that was basically the indicator because they work more, the recruiting factor, and everything else, all the stress and pressure. And he was basically saying that, I can pay an NFL coach less than a college coach. But he also says if you look at he didn't use the word analytics, but he goes, if you look at the history of the college coaches coming to the NFL, it's really not what you think it can be. We were the exception with Jimmy Johnson. There's been a couple others, but I think other NFL teams have kind of had Lincoln on a list, but nothing hard to pursue. And he never gave any vibe back that, yes, I want to be your coach.
What's the state of college football when prestigious universities like LSU, like Oklahoma, like Notre Dame isn't considered premium destinations for some, and everybody's looking to kind of, you know, hire away your coach? And, you know, I would think that Bob Stoops gave Lincoln Riley a great opportunity to be the coach there for 20 years. And there's nothing wrong with that job, but it still was a lure to go to USC because, you know, like life's about location, 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 right? Mm-hmm. You know, Southern California offers something that Oklahoma could never offer, and that's a lifestyle, a weather. But you're still telling kids, and people are getting upset when kids enter the transfer portal and they're blocking kids from leaving. But then it seems like the height of hypocrisy.
Well, I think the transfer portal has changed some of those hypocrisies. And I do not think Lincoln Riley went to Southern California for the weather. I think he went there. I think at some point you climb a mountain and maybe you say, okay, I've reached this here, this level of happiness. He is a big time family man. And I think when you really sit back and study the history of USC and Southern Cal and where they're at. And I do think Oklahoma going to the SEC, I don't know this, I think it was a deterrent. It's not for everybody. And knowing Lincoln and what a family man he is, the recruiting is 24/7. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it won't be at USC, but at USC, it's kind of like when Pete Carroll was there. If you can pick the top 25 players in California or get most of them, which they can, a lot of them have defected to the SEC because they want to play in primetime games. I don't think that type of intensity was for Lincoln. So I don't think it was about what. I think it was about I can go accomplish my goal, which is to win a national championship, work with young men, and obviously play at a school with great tradition. I think the SEC is not for everybody, and I don't think it was going to be for Lincoln Riley, to be quite honest.
Yeah, you definitely have to get into the dirt, and you got to get into the mud when you're trying to recruit in the SEC. So it does seem like, for all the other reasons that we can talk about with Southern California, but that's a huge decision for him to make when it comes to going to USC, a brand. It's still a brand, and also recruiting mm-hmm. West versus trying to recruit for the SEC. We're talking with Chris Mortensen right now on the Goodyear Hotline, a good friend of ours. And Mort, as you know, today being Giving Tuesday and a day where we, for the V Foundation, talk an awful lot about the great things that it has done and certainly what Jimmy V started all those years ago with his speech. And it's something I'm sure for you personally is a day and also a cause that you can relate to, your own experience with throat cancer. And I was wondering if you'd mind sharing that story with those listening to us who certainly know you but might not know the details of everything you went through.
Well, I am actually in my sixth year on what I now call a cancer journey. I don't know that the end is anything but what the end is normally for cancer patients because, in January of 2016, and I kind of felt this was going on in 2015, I was diagnosed with a pretty aggressive stage 4 throat, invasive tongue, oral pharynx cancer. Head and neck cancer. And when you're stage 4, it means obviously it's gotten into your lymph nodes and it can spread, which in my case, it eventually did. But I went through, I basically had to call time out immediately because that was the advice I got that, you need to jump in there. And I went to MD Anderson in Houston, which is a wonderful place. And I mean, I just can't tell you enough. I mean, it's places like... Even one day, just bumping into Craig Sager, as I'm walking in and he's walking out, and terrific doctors, terrific caretakers, but I had to jump right into action in terms of getting the chemo, intensive chemo, which then some oral surgery, and then eventually radiation and chemo and. For a pretty good length of time. So I basically lived in Houston for about 8-9 months. And we eradicated, I feel like the Lord and who gave me wonderful oncologists treated it and eradicated the primary cancer. You then have a number of side effects some are lifetime side effects that I have and don't need to get into those details. And so kind of fought the way back. I still don't have saliva glands, so speaking is not as easy. Then people told me you couldn't speak before you had cancer anyway. But I will say this. It was one of those things. The journey was this. So in late August of 2016, thought it was eradicated. At least the main primary part was. But, yes, it did, in fact, metastasize to my lungs, where I, and we discovered that. Well, we kind of had a suspicion at the end in August when they did all my PET scans and everything. And then in November, we did a biopsy on one of the lung nodules, and it was malignant. And so I, really couldn't take much more chemotherapy, but we had immunotherapy. And this is why the V Foundation is so important right here, is my medical oncologist was a now retired, wonderful medical oncologist named Dr. Merrill Keyes. Big Bears fan, big Gale Sayers fan, by the way. But he, he was really disappointed when I had the metastasis, and he did tell me. He said, "Listen," he said, he didn't say it in these words, but it was basically the message I heard was, "If you can just hang on," he said, "there's some wonderful things coming in through research." And of course, MD Anderson got a lot of clinical trials and immunotherapy and other things. He goes, "Well, maybe chemo will not be the first option to treat it, depending on where you're at, what stage you're at." And that's done through research. That's what the V Foundation is about. And by the way, when I was diagnosed with that cancer, stage four cancer, it was like, everybody at ESPN jumped to, how can we assist you? Where do you want to get treated? And which was a big discussion. But they were just lend us a hand as a family, to help us along that path. And all I can tell you is that, yes, even to this day, so I still have some stuff in my lungs. I've got a little kidney mass, and yet the journey continues. And I know that research, cancer research, is making great strides. And that's why the V Foundation, to me, is if anything you can give, any amount you can give, as everybody has said, and you guys have said, every dollar is going to that research. And I have to believe it's one reason why I'm alive today.
That is a tremendous story, and it's so perfect the way you said it, and the way you, of course, completed that sentence too. It's a huge reason why there is hope, and there's reason for hope. And yes, 100% of the money of the donation goes to cancer research. That's what it's all about. Mort, we are glad that you are always with us each week. Glad that you are able to battle through. It shows how tough you are, and we do appreciate your time as always. All the best.
You guys, and just great hope for everybody to feel the spirit of Giving Tuesday. So let's go.
Let's do it. Thanks so much. All right. Chris Mortensen on the Goodyear Hotline. Again, if you want to donate, v.org/donate is all you have to do. And what a perfect way for him to explain it from his own experience and what it meant to him. All right. Coming up, we have your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 with a question. As Bart kind of suggested it earlier. So, is this a good or a bad day for college football with the news of the coaches hopping around to other programs and the money that is being thrown around to do it? We'll get to that. Your calls after Bart tells us about ZipRecruiter.
If you're a business owner, it can be tough to hire top talent for your team, especially when you're competing against the other businesses to find the right people. So how can you get the hiring edge? ZipRecruiter. Next Key Marketing Manager Erin Hargy loves ZipRecruiter Invite to Apply. She says, the job they get my job posted in front of the right people, and I instantly see great candidates, and I can invite them to apply to my job. See for yourself. Go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/BART, to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART. Back after this.
We need your help with a fight that began one night. When one man gave one speech.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
So don't give up.
Join us in the V Foundation in the fight against cancer. Visit v.org/donate today.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
I never imagined that I'd be able to be standing here 20 years after Jimmy V's speech and say that because of all the donations, research, and support, mine is one of the lives that's been saved.
Join us and the V Foundation in the fight against cancer. Visit V.org/donate today.
Welcome back, and yes, one of the inspiring speeches, of the many inspiring speeches, certainly there, Robin Roberts, and we encourage you today on Giving Tuesday, all across our platforms at ESPN, this is what we are asking you to do, if you can, is be part of continuing to support the V Foundation for Cancer Research, of course, if you can. These are trying times, we know that, but every dollar counts, and 100% of your donation goes straight to cancer research, v.org/donate. Alan Hott, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We want you to step up your creativity now during Dell's Cyber Monday event with savings up to $300 off, including deals on the latest PCs with Intel Core processors. Shop laptops, monitors, and more, plus free shipping. Call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL. Bart, we got calls to get to at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And I know you've got more to say about the amounts, let's see, $95 million going to Brian Kelly to leave Notre Dame to LSU, and then a reported like over $100 million with bonuses that includes buying houses and whatnot for Lincoln Riley to leave Oklahoma for USC. Yeah. And I ask this question, why does it have to be now? Why can't, like, they have both teams have important games to play, or at least Notre Dame hopes they do. Oklahoma certainly does. And both teams still in the hunt for potentially being in, and we'll see again the second to last release of the rankings for the college football playoff tonight. Both teams have something to play for, and yet the head coaches are already out the door.
No distractions here, right? No distractions, right? Like, how do you feel? Okay, well, my assistant coaches are going to coach you guys in the bowl game, and
you feel left behind is what you feel.
So I mean, like I said,
but why does it have to be now? Why? Like, I understand you tell me, well, it's about recruiting. Well, why can't we move that timeline? So this doesn't happen. This is ugly for the game, ugly for the sport.
Because the game doesn't want to admit that they have a problem, right? Because they're going to say that this only happens every
once in a while,
every blue moon, you know, that we have these prestigious organizations and universities have opportunities. But what I'm talking about, the hypocrisy of it, right? I don't want to hear any recruiter, I don't want to hear any NFL scout ever complain about a player that opts out of the bowl game.
Yeah.
To make sure that he's healthy to make millions of dollars.
Right.
Because basically what these guys are doing are saying, hey, I know I talked to you guys about winning a national championship, and it's right here. But guess what? I just got a bag. Peace. It's been real. I holla. They saying all that to them. That's what you're essentially saying, right? Because like
I would give anything to see Brian Kelly give me an I'll holla.
Hey, it's been real. Hey, Judy, I rock with you. I rock with you. Steve, I hate your guts. I know you drank my apple juice that time. Who's coming with me? Nobody, because I don't want none of you bums. I'm out. You know what I'm saying? So, like, don't give me that whole holier than thou. You know, how dare. I don't want to hear Kurt Herbstreit. I don't want to hear none of these guys sitting there. Oh, you, what kind of competitor are you? You know, these guys are leaving, and they have an opportunity to win a national championship. I also have an opportunity to blow my knee out like Willis McGahee, or, you know, blow my knee out like Lattimore before I get an opportunity to go to the NFL. So if you guys are telling me, listen, Lincoln Riley is leaving Oklahoma to go to USC to try and do what? Win a championship.
Build the program, win a championship, right.
Where he's at right now, he has an opportunity this year potentially to win a championship. Brian Kelly's going to LSU to try to win a championship. His team is number 6 in the standings. Do we not believe that Michigan could lose to Iowa? Yeah. Do we think that maybe, just maybe, Cincinnati
may, Alabama could lose to Georgia?
And that Cincinnati may not look as
attractive? Likely will.
Right, Cincinnati won't look as attractive. They could win but still lose at the same time because mm-hmm. they don't look impressive. Mm-hmm. And then who's sitting there to benefit? The University of Notre Dame. And you're going and you're saying, hey, I'm going to win a national championship.
But forget the guys that I just said to win a national championship. That's why I asked you, why does he have to do this now? Because you said he has to, because it's about recruiting and everything else. And you know what? But you make a great point. Again, we got to grow. We got calls to get to 888-SAY-ESPN. Is remember, of course, Jalen Smith, who played in a bowl game, blew out his knee, and mm-hmm. it cost him what?
Millions of dollars. Yeah. He's a second-round draft pick. Now he's unemployed right now. So he had an opportunity to grab that first bag, mm-hmm. right, with his first contract, $30, $40 million
guaranteed. So that's all you're saying is that. Is that, okay, it's fine. A coach, he's got to take the job because the programs
that's the rules,
are saying,
that's the rules.
You got to get in here because you got to get your recruits, you got to get guys to decommit, and whatever else is going to happen, yep. we got to get this done now because we're under a timeline. Well, that's fine. But now don't say a word if there's a kid who says, you know what, my draft stock's really high, it's a bowl game, and I don't know if it's worth it for me to play in it. I got to protect myself. Because that story is there. The Jalen Smith story is there. And so that's all we're leaving it at. That's all I think we're saying. I don't have a problem with people getting money.
Go get your money.
Go get your money. What people think you are worth.
Let it be the Wild Wild
Never,
West.
Ever. But see, this is what happened. Like, Max Scherzer signing the contract. He signed with the Mets. Yeah. $43 million for a guy who's 37. Like, when you see people get a big contract and you see somebody react like, he shouldn't get that money, what is he supposed to do? Yeah. Oh, no. That's too much.
Yeah.
Like, but, no. Get what somebody's willing to give
yeah,
you.
Yeah, how much are you worth? How much somebody's willing to pay you.
That's exactly right. But I never begrudge that. But you begrudge things like turning your back on a group of players that you have coached to the very end and brought them to the verge of playing for a title.
Immortality, right?
And I hate the rule. I hate, you know what? I don't hate the player. I hate the game. Is that the best way I could put it?
But I bet you, how many of those teams will actually win if the coach is there and the kids knew the day he was leaving? They're probably like, man,
rumors get out.
Yeah.
Rumors get out. Like, all right, we're going to keep it quiet and not announce it until after the bowl game. But that stuff never stays quiet. Right.
But all this loyalty and stuff you talk to me, bro.
Yeah.
We can win it. We about to win a championship, have a chance to go win a championship here, and you walking away.
Yeah.
Like, if it was about money, really, you don't think that Notre Dame could match them? You don't think Notre Dame can match LSU?
Well, I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
Come on, man.
You know LSU? LSU,
man, Rudy's still making money, man. What
LSU,
are you talking about?
But he's making money off his name. LSU is in the business of football. Notre Dame is not in the business of football.
Whoa.
But football is in the business of basketball. But football is part of their business. That I think is the better way to put it. LSU is in the business of football.
Man, they can get a loan from the Catholic Church. Catholic Church, like, what you need, $100 million?
Oh, man, we're broke.
Please,
what are you talking
take
about?
Take my pocket change.
Yeah, that's all I need. Pass me another plate on Sunday.
Here's a gold bar.
I gotta put a roof on the church. Bart, you know the story.
The Catholic Church would have gave him a gold bar. Straight gold bar.
Right out of the Vatican, right? ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles. 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. We do have your calls. We have to get to them. We promise we will, because a lot of people want to sound off on this. We'll get to that. Of course, we also have some NBA to get to, including the best game of the season.
Already?
Is happening tonight. A matchup that we are looking forward to seeing, and we get to see it twice in a short period of time. Exciting stuff. But first, Bart has this from Vivid Seats.
With the return of live events, you can actually be there to see the catch, all the action with Vivid Seats. That's right. Every alley hoop slam, every one-timer, every sideline grab can be experienced live. And with Vivid Seats rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's that easy. From upper level to courtside, Vivid Seats has you covered for all the events that matter to you. So grab your tickets today or cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. That's Vivid Seats. Life happens live. Back after this.
One word.
I'm one of those kids who has cancer.
One hope.
We hope his treatment is working. We just hope.
One mission.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join us in the V Foundation in the fight against cancer. Visit V.org/donate today.
All
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Welcome back, Bart and Han. ESPN Plus, ESPN 2, ESPN Radio. Tonight, we will get the final rankings before the actual final rankings of the college football playoff, Bart. And I got to be honest with you, this is going to be a very interesting move. It's not really here that will be as affected as what we see through championship week. That's the part I think that gets real interesting, and it really does. The conversation does begin with Georgia-Alabama and what you do with Alabama.
Because if Georgia loses, right, they're still in.
But, you know, Alabama hasn't been the underdog in like over 90 games. And they're going to be an underdog in this game.
Yeah.
And if they have two L's, what is the case you make to keep them in the top four? And if you're Michigan, that's your claim. And if you're Notre Dame, that's your claim.
Yeah, what if Michigan? Everything could go up to topsy-turvy. Because if Michigan loses and Alabama loses, like—
go ahead. Finish.
I mean, if both of those lose, then, you know, one of them is going to stay. You would say Alabama because you could—
Well, that's why
Alabama,
Oklahoma State has to then be in the— they have to be Baylor first, of course. But still, there's so much here to consider. And I can't remember it being like this dramatic at this point, because you're not used to Alabama being a team that could have two L's
right
on the season. Now, if you're going to say, if you're going to look at it, I mean, do you want to go chalk? We'll go chalk. If Georgia wins, Alabama loses. Okay. You expect, well, actually no, this is for tonight. So we're not even worried about that matchup yet.
Yeah.
All right. Alabama does win, but they do in overtime, overtime to Alabama, to Auburn.
Yeah.
Ohio State lost to Michigan.
Right.
And Cincinnati continued to do what they're doing. So if we're just basing it on that, let's not even worry about what happens in this weekend. If we're just basing it on this, Ohio State's definitely got to be out of the top four.
Yeah, absolutely.
Michigan then.
Michigan number
some
two.
Some people feel like they should jump to two.
Yeah, because that was a decisive beatdown. You beat number two. Which was, you know, and you destroyed them,
mm-hmm.
you know, physically destroyed them. So if you were in the top five, top six, then that should at least be enough to jump you four spots. Cincinnati didn't play anybody, so Cincinnati should stay in the same place. I would go Alabama number four, and, you know, I really
Cincinnati is four.
Well, but Cincinnati should be three.
You think they should move to three?
Yeah, and Alabama.
So Alabama won. They should still drop?
Yeah, Alabama should be four because Michigan leapfrogs both of them because now they have a better win.
And Ohio State's out.
Yeah, Ohio State's like drops to like
so
eight.
They swap. You would swap them.
Yeah, so I would go Georgia.
2-5.
I would go Georgia, Michigan, Cincinnati, and Alabama because Alabama didn't look good in their win, so you drop them.
Yeah,
right.
They had to win 24 seconds of just a tie.
Right, right. And Cincinnati is undefeated, so you put them at three. Michigan had a dominating win, so you put them at two, and then you go Georgia at number one.
Yeah.
But the good thing is, it doesn't matter. Everything is written in pencil. Right, it's written in pencil because when you had the championship games, you know Alabama and Georgia is going to play it out. Right, Michigan, Iowa, that can be a tough one. Going to play it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like you have three of the top four in pivotal games where somebody's going to lose. You know, somebody's going to lose Georgia, and I don't think Georgia drops out of the top four because they lose to Alabama.
Yeah, lost
they
to Alabama.
They would drop to four, and then I think that puts I think Michigan should go to one, and then Alabama will go to two.
Yeah, see, the two losses for Alabama is the thing that really changes everything.
Georgia versus Michigan.
And that's what you're looking at. But I think once you get out of that, if you're going to swap Michigan and Ohio State, you got Notre Dame, Oklahoma State, and Baylor, and obviously Oklahoma State and Baylor play each other for the Big 12. So it'll be very interesting to see. It'll be tonight. We'll find out who is in the top four, and certainly the top six is going to matter most.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up. And that's what I'm going to try to do. Every minute that I have left, I will thank God for the day, for the moment I have.
Join us in the V Foundation in the fight against cancer. Visit V.org/donate today.
Welcome back, Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. And yes, it is Giving Tuesday, and we are kicking off V-Week, and we are putting a lot of our Giving Tuesday efforts into, of course, a foundation that's very close to us here at ESPN, the V Foundation for Cancer Research. V.org/donate if you can, whatever you can, and 100% of what you donate goes to cancer research. So we want you to be part of that with us today. Getting It Done brought to you by Grainger, two of the hottest teams in the NBA. We'll see them tonight. Phoenix Suns.
Oh, I thought you said the Pistons.
Man, the Pistons. Will you stop? Phoenix, you want so bad for that to come back, but no, not yet. Although your Tigers did something special. The guy that you were hoping to back. Anyways, the Phoenix Suns, who have won 16 in a row, the Warriors, who what, they've won 7 in a row at this point. They're a hot team as well. Obviously, Steph Curry, two top teams in the West, go head to head tonight. And I mean, that's did we expect them to be the two best teams in the West? We expected them to be among them.
Yeah,
but respect
the Phoenix.
They are a deep team, very deep. Their bench is very good, one of the top scoring benches in the league. And then, of course, on the other side, you have Steph Curry, and they're still awaiting Klay Thompson, who's gotten a G League assignment, so he's ready for some 5-on-5 live action. Yeah. Be curious to see what things happen when he returns to this team, the impact he can have. But right now, this is a great game to watch tonight, the late game that'll be on TNT.
Potentially MVP.
And that's what I mean, right? Like, which of the team? How much will this game, and we'll see them play again in another week, but these two teams play each other, and then at the end of the season, where will they both be? Also keep an eye, certainly, on that. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger's always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Let's grab some calls, Bart. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Jeff in Ohio. What's up, Jeff?
How you doing?
Good, Jeff. What's going on, man?
I just want to ask you guys' opinion on what your final four will be in the college standings tonight. And I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hey, well, Bart said Cincinnati should be third.
Yeah, they should be third. I go Georgia, Michigan, Cincinnati, Alabama.
So you got to feel, do you feel good about that?
I feel real good about that. But do you really think the committee would,
yeah, I mean,
that's
the big question, and you got to see.
I don't think they really care. Because I don't think they really care. The committee really cares because they know for a fact that Georgia and Alabama play each other. So like that,
it's going to change
next week. Right, and if Cincinnati wins, all they got to do is win.
Yeah.
How can you keep them out if they're undefeated and Alabama has two losses potentially, or you know Georgia
that's
or Michigan? Michigan, like somebody's going. Like, listen. We know for a fact somebody's going to lose Alabama. Now, can Michigan answer the bell? Like, they had the emotional win, beat the team that they could never beat.
Mm.
But, man, Iowa's a scary matchup.
You're predicting a letdown?
And remember,
You're going to let down?
I don't know if that's a letdown. Listen, Iowa was in the top five during the year. Iowa's built the same way. They can't bully Iowa the same way they bully Ohio State.
We shall see. It's going to be very interesting. Of course, we have more of your calls. We promise we will get to them. We got a lot to get to here on the show. Again, v.org/donate to be part of Giving Tuesday with us here at ESPN. Coming up, the Knicks are already shaking up their roster, and when they do, it's never a good thing. But is this the right move? We will discuss next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio on ESPN2 today and also ESPN+.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.